President Trump's budget proposal may not get anywhere close to becoming law because some of his proposed cuts are opposed by members of his own party. Still, there is concern about the fate of spending on the arts, public broadcasting, the State Department, and the Denali Commission, which was established to help Alaska build infrastructure in rural areas. It costs about $8 million a year. Alaska's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott is chair of the commission, co-chair. He joins us now. Lieutenant Governor, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And let's start with what exactly the Denali Commission does. Tell us more about it.
Well, the Denali Commission was created in the 1990s, and its purpose was to create a coordinating body that could both prioritize, expedite, and create the most efficient delivery of particularly infrastructure development in rural Alaska. You're aware that Alaska is really another country, 560-some thousand square miles. Rural Alaska has no road connections. It's really delivering projects and needed services to a third world area in many regards. And so the Denali Commission was created in order to allow federal state agencies to coordinate as effectively as possible to minimize the delivery costs of needed projects in rural Alaska.
So what are a couple of the projects that the Denali Commission is responsible for?
The Denali Commission in its history has been responsible for coordinating and arranging funding for hundreds of health clinics. It has funded transportation systems in those communities in rural Alaska that are along river corridors, for example. It has helped to fund major federal projects and state throughout rural Alaska during the time of its existence.
Now, back in 2013, the then Inspector General for the Commission, Mike Marsh, said it was a congressional experiment that hasn't worked out in practice. And he said money was being used for infrastructure projects like power plants and medical clinics in tiny towns that don't have the resources to keep them running. How do you respond to some of the criticism?
Well, certainly it has been a struggle to find resources and capacity in smaller communities to be as responsive as is possible, but they work. They have made a difference in the lives of Alaskans who, as is the case with every American in their communities, seek those services. If we are to judge the impact of federal spending in Alaska on a per capita basis, which is typically the way it is done, Alaska always suffers because we have a very small population, 750,000 people, the size of a moderate-sized city elsewhere in America, in a nation or in a country, in a state that is one-fifth the size of the entire United States. So if you measure impact of the spending of federal dollars or any dollars in Alaska on a per capita basis, we always come up short, and that's always been a difficulty for Alaska.
So were you surprised to see the Denali Commission cut in President Trump's budget?
I was surprised by President Trump's entire budget, speaking very frankly, and the Denali Commission is among a range of agencies that in my judgment, a very cursory and hurried development of the federal budget. And while I was surprised and believe that doing away with the Denali Commission will cost the federal government more in the delivery of needed services in rural Alaska over time, I believe that we will have the opportunity to make our case and look forward to doing so.
Do people in Alaska realize what's at stake here? Do your constituents?
The rural Alaska community certainly does. Our congressional delegation certainly does. The federal agencies and those of the state that work hard to achieve the kind of efficiency and productivity and cost-effective delivery of these projects and services fully do. And as I said, I believe we can make a very compelling case that the Denali Commission's work is indeed important.
That's Alaska's Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, who is co-chair for the Denali Commission. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.